This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we have for you. It is where the Foxes take over for 30 minutes every Tuesday at 10 till half 10. And if you haven't been listening, where have you been? But if you are new to the show or you are a regular, you know every week the show gets a little bit more positive. It gets a little bit more upbeat because Leicester, well, they are now on a 6-game winning run. Second in the league. 3-point breathing space over City in third. They are flying high, those Foxes. A man who will know all about that, and he joins us now again, as is tradition. It is Lee Chappie from Leicester Fan TV. Lee, Everton came to town on a weekend, and yet again, Leicester fan, the 3 points, got the win. They are rolling high.
I know, it was a long journey for them to go back on that VAR decision right at the end there, but I wouldn't change it for anything. What a win.
What a win. I mean, Lee, we're talking every week, it feels like a bit of a stat show now. The stats continue to get broken. 6-game winning streak in the top flight. First time since 1963. Leicester won 7 that year, so they're 1 game away from that. You know, they're in this title race, make no doubt about it, Lee, but this 6-game run is unbelievable, isn't it?
6-6, mate. It's crazy, you know. Is it happening again? Pinch me.
Well, this is it. I want to get into it. Is it happening again? Because last time you had the 5-game winning run. Now you've got the 6. The stats are pointing and saying this is better than your title winning year, you know. The stats are better than that. The team is arguably better than that. This all in place feels very identical. We know how strong Liverpool are. But the team, I just feel like, not that they didn't believe it before, Lee, but they are starting to more and more, game by game, minute by minute, believe this now. And I think that was evident in the wild celebrations at the end. You know, you touched upon it there. VAR, it gave the goal. It was 2-1. It was at the death. It was 3 points. And they were absolute jubilant. This wasn't 3 points. This was more than that. We are now continuing this title fight.
Oh, we certainly are. Did you see the celebrations in the dressing room afterwards?
I didn't, but I wish I was there.
The boys are well raring to go for this now. And I don't care what Brendan Rodgers says in press conferences that he's not looking at pushing for the title. He's definitely pushing for the title now, surely. He's got to be.
With a start like this, Lee, it's hard. I know, you know, ultimate professional Brendan Rodgers, you know, and he wants to keep the players' feet on the ground and their minds on the job. And, you know, he could say top four. But when you are doing a job like this and momentum's with you, why not, you know, just fully go for it and say we're in this just as much as anyone else? Chelsea had a stumble on the weekend. City dropped points. At the minute, we keep hearing about this two-horse race and Chelsea doing well under Lampard. It's seemingly a two-horse race, and it's Leicester and Liverpool.
It's insane. You know what? 12 months ago, probably a little bit less than 12 months ago, I said Kelechi Iheanacho would never play for Leicester again in a Premier. I think it was on Love Sport Radio. I think we discussed it. I said I don't think Kelechi will ever play again for Leicester in the Premier League. And Mr. Brendan Rodgers with his magic, whatever he's brought with him, it's just, man, Iheanacho came on. It was like, it just turned the game around completely, you know? Everything he did was just spot on, and he got his goal as well, and I had to eat my scarf because I said I'd eat something.
Eating that scarf, Lee, you know, made to mince your words, but always happy fans are when made to mince your words, when it's players for your team. If they prove you wrong, that's absolutely fine. What a goal it was, though. Well taken. But there was a little anxious wait. How anxious were you? VAR playing its part. No one quite knew.
Made some fan content and some cams and stuff for the fans around the ground and whatnot. And we were all sitting there sort of, you know, dead nervy if it were going in or not, if it were going to be given. And there was the fella next to me that said, oh, all day long, Iheanacho celebrated. He knew it was a goal. He knew. And I believed him. I got my phone out and recorded this guy in slow-mo because I wanted to capture the perfect fan celebration as that goal was given. And, oh, man, I've got a brilliant slow-mo video of this guy. How much it meant to him as a fan of that goal being given. I'll have to post it up and tag you in it later.
Yeah, 100%, please do. I want to see it. It's interesting you raise that point, Lee, because a lot of people, you know, just quickly away from Leicester, we talk about VAR, the VAR debates. Some people are for it or against. One of the big against, though, is that it takes away that moment of euphoria in football. No one quite knows, but you've got evidence there. You would say there is still that moment afterwards. Would you agree?
I think it depends on the situation, on what the situation of the VAR is. If it's like, say, for instance, the penalty being given, or if there's a red card that's being looked at, or I think it's the foul that you're waiting on. It depends on what it is. A goal is horrendous to be told that it's not a goal after you've been celebrating that the ball's gone in the back of the net, and then to be told that it's not. That's the worst part of VAR for me. It's also the fact that we're just not given enough information around the ground. All you've got is this purple screen that says checking. It's just so almost Stone Age. It's meant to be, high tech. This is the biggest sporting league in the world, technically, probably the biggest sporting league in the world. And it's just so behind. The rugby, even, was just so behind.
Yeah, it is. Even, you've got systems in the NFL, tennis, where you watch Hawkeye, you watch the challenge. The punters in the stadium, the paying fans and supporters in the stadium need to be more involved. It's definitely going to be looked at for next season. Lee, a big talking point of last week was obviously, all the managerial merry-go-round. Spurs have got their man, mentioned Brendan Rodgers. Now Arsenal have sacked their manager. They're still managerless. Obviously, Lundberg has taken interim charge. But Rodgers was asked the question. He said, look, there maybe is a clause. That wasn't hinting that he wanted to go away. He mentioned the clause. We believe that it's $14 million. He's now distanced himself from the job, as you said last week. But was there this moment? Did you ever get a little growing concern? No sinking feeling?
No, not at all. This is just a media ploy to try and stir it up and make articles online for commercial gain and adverts. That's what they use these big six teams for. That's why the big six is called the big six, because the mass media love them, because they generate the most clicks. And that's why another reason why I don't think they want Leicester anywhere near the big six, to be quite honest with you.
Well, at the minute, they are the big six, but you're completely right.
We are trying
to get headlines. Than those radio hosts trying to create content for their shows on a Tuesday night. But Brendan Rodgers going nowhere, he does have form for it. We talked about the great goal-scoring form at the minute. Let's quickly talk about, you did concede a goal finally for the first time in five Premier League games, ending a run of 446 minutes without conceding, Lee.
Insane. Goals on aggregate before the Everton game was 17-1. 9 goals past Southampton. And then we let one in against Everton and still get 2 back. So what's the aggregate now? It's 19-2. It's insane. Still, we're still leading on goal difference in the Premier League. Leicester City are top on goal difference in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's so good at that defensive foundation and then going forward. You raised a good point about Iheanacho and saying that, obviously, 18 months ago, written off by you, didn't think there was a way forward for him at Leicester City. New manager comes in, clean slate with that. It's just great when, Rodgers maybe can use those and utilise those players that maybe were on the fringes and get the whole squad firing. They're going to be important come round this Christmas busy period, Lee.
Yeah, let's not forget that, Brendan Rodgers has also brought in a player that was part of the squad but wasn't used at all, Kagla Sionchu, who is now probably one of the better centre-backs in the Premier League. Linked to Man City, another media article that's out there at the minute. I think Rodgers just brings out the best in Leicester City. I think he's found the right balance of, well, look at it this way. He's got Jamie Vardy up top and he's got Kasper Schmeichel at the bottom. Top and tail, Premier League champions, most experienced players on the pitch with all the youngsters in the middle.
Yeah. Lee, can I ask you a question? Because obviously, it's really interesting hearing from you. You say, look, we want Leicester to go under the radar. A few weeks ago, we were saying we don't want to be... And look, I know you love that underdog tag. You want to fly under the radar. But the flip side is, you want to go under the radar, but do you want Leicester to be shown maybe more media respect when they do talk about, he's going to a top six, or talking about the players, You want a bit more respect to Leicester in that sense. And saying, look, we've got something here. Let's not forget, 4 seasons ago, we were the champions. We were in the Champions League. We're in the race yet again. Show us a little bit more respect from that side also.
Yeah, but the problem is, mate, is that we did win the league. And yet, we still are branded as this team that won the league because all the other teams wasn't playing. They weren't playing at their best. We won the Premier League by 10 clear points. 10 clear points. Not 10 goal difference. 10 clear points. Come on. Give us some respect. We've won it once. We could do it again. We need to be, I'm sick of it, to be quite honest with you. It's just, it gets on our nerves here at Leicester. We see it every day. The media they just don't like to big us up in any kind of way. They just want to pull our strings and pull us apart. Well, Madison linked to Man United. Ben Chilwell linked to Liverpool. Ben Chilwell linked to Man City. Solanke linked to Man City. Brendan Rodgers linked to Arsenal. Do I need to go on?
Yeah, go on.
Lee, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not ranting. I'm just saying that's where we're at right now.
No, listen. I'm on the same page as you. I'm completely singing from the same hymn sheet. You mentioned that you won that title by 10 points. Now you're 8 points behind. Can you catch that up, Lee?
It's going to be difficult. But if we're going to go on what we've just said, history, we've won it. Liverpool have not won the Premier League. They have probably, you know, they've won the actual league itself before it turned into the Premier. But they've not won the Premier League title, the one that they always get away. They've slipped up big time before. They can slip up big time again.
Yeah. Well, it is Watford tomorrow. They've got no manager. What is your score prediction, Lee?
Oh, you've put me on the spot here, mate. 25 games between the pair, 12 wins, 10 losses, 3 draws between us. They beat us, I think, was it in March at the end of last season? I think they beat us at their ground 2-1. It was a big comeback, remember? It was the last minute show.
You're not saying that the 6-game winning streak, Lee. What's going on?
No, I'm not. We've had 2-2 at home, I think, back to back. So I'm going to go for another 2-0 win at home again tomorrow night. And I will be there if anyone wants to meet up with Leicester Fan TV lads and do some video.
Yeah, please get in touch with Leicester Fan TV. Well, he's going for the third 2-0 on a bounce. Hopefully, Vardy will continue that scoring run. Lee, always a pleasure to have you on the Leicester Fan Show. You are the Leicester Fan Show. That was Lee Chappie from Leicester Fan TV. But don't go anywhere because we do have another very special guest on the Foxes Takeover.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. This is the Foxes Takeover. It is everything where Leicester City are concerned. We just spoke this evening to Lee Chappie. Happy, always Mr. Positive where Leicester are concerned. Now we get to speak to Chris Forian from Leicester Till I Die podcast. Always a pleasure to have him on with me. But as always, you can have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Chris, there is a recurring theme on this show, a bit of a pattern trending. Leicester keep winning. And me and you, we get to talk about all the delights that come with it. Everton come to town. Leicester, 6-game winning streak now. You must be on top of the world.
Honestly, mate, I don't think I've stopped smiling. I was looking at the tables earlier and, you know, we're 3 points better off this time of the season than we were at the same time in the title winning season. It's just sort of, I don't know, like I said, you can't wipe the smile off my face.
You've got a smile on your face, Chris, and on the show, we get to speak to you and Lee. Lee's very optimistic, and you're not pessimistic, but, you know, you keep your feet on the ground, you know. You always say, this is Leicester City, there's a trapdoor soon, there's a banana skin. Very much one game at a time with you. But I have to ask, you've got that 3-point gap above City now. It is the 6-game winning streak. You said you're 3 points better off than last time. All the stats trend in that favour. Are you in this title race, Chris?
I don't think you can't say we're not. And it annoys me that, you know, every time you hear sort of the so-called experts talk, Liverpool are this far ahead of Man City, or can Chelsea catch Liverpool? They're not mentioning Leicester, which isn't a bad thing because, you know, we're going under the radar a little bit. But, you know, we're second there. There's a saying, the tables don't lie. We're second for a reason. It's because at the moment we're the second best team in the country.
Yeah, you are the second best. You're hoping to be the best. Will Liverpool slip up? You had that game with Liverpool earlier on in the season. We have to shine a bit more of a light than we did in the first half. Jamie Vardy, I mean, just again, 6 games, 8 goals. I mean, father time, it's certainly not caught up with him. He is ageless. You know, I think he's 22 goals, more than any other player since Brendan Rodgers took over. It's absolutely frightening, isn't it?
I think it just shows when you get a manager in that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
How the players, I mean, you know, Iheanacho, how many of us groaned when, you know, Rodgers brought him on against Everton? We started thinking, oh, come on, you know, because, and I'm not being unfair to him, because I've said since he's come, he's not been given the chance, and he's not had the run of games. You know, he's brought on to play 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, but my God, that was the best half hour I've seen him play since he's been at this club. He was brilliant, man of the match. And that's because you've got a manager that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a brilliant half hour from him. Brilliant goal, brilliantly taken goal. But maybe is this the spark that he needs, you know, because we know what happens when a new manager comes in, but he was like a new player, wasn't he, in that half an hour? This could be, you know, football cliche, a new signing, but an added weapon here for Leicester.
Indeed, but you've also got to look at Demarai Gray as well. You know, when we bought him, he was like, you know, one for the future. He's excited. We've done really well to get him. And he never quite, you know, performed for us, you know, the way he used to do for the England, you know, youngsters. And he'd come on and he wanted to score and, you know, he wanted to have shots and he wouldn't pass the ball to other players. He's another one that Brendan has turned round. And, you know, he gets his chance when he comes on and probably at the moment, you know, quite often he's a bit of a super sub because, you know, he can't be good when you're the opposition and you're tired and there's half an hour to go and you see Demarai Gray come on. But Brendan's turned him round as well.
Yeah, it's a sign of a great manager, an elite manager, getting those players the best out of them, getting that next level that maybe they didn't think they had, finding that next gear. Obviously, big news as well for Leicester this week. It was the draw for the FA Cup third round, a cup competition. They'll be wanting to take seriously. Rodgers is targeting those cups. They got a home tie. It was against Wigan. What did you make of that, Chris?
I'll take it. I mean, the cup games, they're one-offs, and you can always say, oh, it's a potential banana skin and what have you, but would I sooner have drawn Wigan at home or sort of Liverpool away? I know I'll take. And if, you know, we're sensible, we keep our feet on the ground, he puts out a reasonably strong team, you know, yeah, I think he knows as well after last season what Leicester, we want good cup runs. You know, we've got a bit of a history in the League Cup, we've never won the FA Cup. You know, if we're not going to win the league, but who says we're not going to? I mean, who knows? We could have a double on for us this season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really interesting that you mention that because I know Brendan Rodgers was targeting the cups this year. And now that you are potentially, well, not potentially, you're in this title race, this title fight, do you think that changes the priority at all? Because come January, come February, and Leicester are still right up there, could he maybe think, well, I don't really want to risk an injury. I don't really want to risk the full team because I have to put all the eggs in the title basket or that won't be the case?
I don't think you can. And I think the advantage we've got this year that hopefully we won't have next year is the fact that we haven't got Europe. Mm. You know, you've got Liverpool have got the league, they've got the cups because their fans want to win the cups as well, but they've also got Europe as well. We haven't got, you know, the European games. And it's always, you know, you could always turn around and say, oh, I don't want to risk this player for this game. He could get out the bath and slip on a bar of soap and break his leg. You don't know what's around the corner. And you just got to go for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that's not the case. Well, I asked about Leicester's expectations. Have yours changed then, Chris? At the start of the year, it's very much, you know, we're hoping to get top six, top eight, maybe get back into Europe, see how we do. Obviously, that's changed. But you said we, you know, we'd love a cup run, you know, go far in the League Cup, go far in the FA Cup. Let's give it to you then. It comes to February, March. You're still in a title race. Do you want that to continue or you would love to win one of the cups this year?
Oh, I mean, I want it all.
Yeah. It's a silly question, wasn't it?
what fan doesn't? But yeah, of course. I mean, people, you know, they look at Leicester and they say, well, yeah, they won the league, but that was a one-off. You know, It will never happen again. And we'll probably have that round our necks until such time we do win it again. But if we do go out and let's say, you know, I've said this to you before, Liverpool are due a slip up. You know, last season they threw a huge lead away to Man City. So there's nothing to say that that's not going to happen this season. And if we do win it again, then people will have to look at us and go, yeah, Leicester are here to stay. And, you know, keeping hold of Rodgers, keeping hold of the players, that will only come with, you know, with, if we can do success, we've got to make it so that why should anybody want to leave us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, two sides at the end of the spectrum at the minute. You've got Leicester high-flying, their manager and players getting all the plaudits. You take on Watford, you know, they're down there. They've just sacked their second manager of the season. What do you make of the contest, Chris?
I mean, on paper, and I said this to you last week, you know, these games on paper should be easy, you know, but no game is played on paper, is it? I mean, you know, I didn't have to expect the Everton game to be as difficult as it was. And they played well, and they made it difficult for us. But, and I'm old enough to remember sort of the Liverpool side under sort of Shankly and Paisley and all those. And the thing that trademarked those teams were is that if they did go a goal behind, they didn't panic. When we went a goal behind, and I was watching with my son, and I said, you know, we're not out of this just because we've gone a goal behind. We wouldn't have won that game last season under Puel, and that's the difference. You know, we didn't revert to lumping the ball up into the box. You know, we kept calm, we played it, and we knew that eventually we would get the breakthrough. And all right, 94th minute and what have you, and VAR, but, you know, that was our turn to have the VAR, not just Liverpool.
Yeah, well, the goal was onside, so it's not like VAR was doing you any favours. But Watford, I can't even say where they have this new manager bounce. They've not got a new man in charge currently, so they are really struggling down there. But, you know, it does offer these trap games. But, you know, the home form's great in a minute. You're continuing that to continue.
Yeah, I mean, it's an old cliche taking one game at a time. But, you know, we've created a new record in 16-6. Oh, as I said, it is only on paper. But on paper, until we get to Liverpool, Man City at the end of the month, we can't complain at the run of games. They should be easier games, if you like. And, you know, come Christmas, if Liverpool sort of, you know, they've got a hard... Is it Everton tomorrow they've got, I think, the derby? Mm. And, you know, if Everton play like they played against us in that first half, make it difficult for them. And you've got, you know, it's the derby game, and anything can happen with the derby. Who knows what, you know, it could be down to 5 points.
Yeah, absolutely. And Liverpool got loads of games coming up. Obviously, the Club World Cup that they're in, the League Cup they're still in. So, lots to still happen. There's going to be many more twists along the way. But, Chris, what is your score prediction for the Watford game?
Okay, let's go. I'm going to go 3-0.
To Watford?
To Arsenal.
So, no, sorry, Chris. 3-0 to Leicester then, and back to those clean sheets.
Yeah, and I think I think the pressure is so much on Watford. I think we'll have looked at that Everton game, and again, that should have been a clean sheet, but they came at us, and, you know, Rodgers, he learns from his mistakes. You know, he changes things around, and I think he'll learn from that.
Yeah, definitely. And just a quick look, is then Villa on the weekend? I know we haven't had the Watford game yet, but, you know, this is another difficult game. They're in good form. They beat Newcastle. They drew with Man United. What's your quick thoughts and prediction on that one also, Chris?
2-0 on that one.
So Leicester are just continuing to steamroll. You don't care who the opposition is, Chris.
To be honest, no.
Where's this newfound confidence? You were the one that told me. You preached to me one game at a time. This is Leicester City, I remember you saying. Now it's 3-0, 2-0. Bring them all in.
I'm never, ever going to predict against my team. I never predict that we're going to lose a game. Barcelona, it'd be 1-1. It would never predict the loss. But, you know, teams have got to look at us. And teams, we didn't give up. We battled until the 94th minute. And we deserved the win at the end of the day. And people are going to be scared of us. People should be looking and thinking, you know, we've got Leicester coming up. You know what I mean? I can't see us. I don't know about the Liverpool-Man City games at the end of the month, but definitely all the games before that are winnable.
No, I completely agree. The fear is there, I think, that you're trying to say there. When you know they know there's no easy game against Leicester, you're going to have to be on it for 90 minutes. Chris, an absolute pleasure having you on the Leicester City Fan Show, which is tradition. You can always come here for your Leicester City fan news. Every Tuesday, 10 to 10.30, I was joined by Lee Chappie from Leicester Fan TV and Chris Forian from Leicester Till I Die podcast, as I usually am, 10 to 10.30, right here on Love Sport Radio.
This is Love Sport.